day to you. Good day. I had to get on here because I need to make a comment. It's Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E, and I have a comment. And it might turn into a little bit more than a comment. But what I have to say is because, okay, so this is what happened. I was sent a picture of a person's food. It was meat. And the meat was raw. It looked like it was literally seared on both sides, a steak or whatever. And I don't like that shit. I don't want to see it. It's going to make me vomit. Okay? But that's just me. If you want to take a bite out of a live cow, then that's your personal, you know, shit. It has nothing to do with me. What I don't like as a well-done eater is people talking shit about me. It seems like everybody eats raw meat these days. Raw chicken, raw... They're like, damn, they're eating raw pork. I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't have to be all the way done? What do you mean it's overcooked? Shit! But, again, my motherfucking opinion. But when it comes to when I'm ordering in a restaurant, and I'm ordering a burger or a steak, and I ask for it well done, can you please tell me why they want to fuck it up? They want to... The server, are you sure that's the way you like it? Are you sure that's the way you want it? Yeah. Did I say what I wanted? They want to come at you for eating shit well done. You know what I have to say about that? Mind your own goddamn business. Just like I mind mine when everybody orders medium well. A lot of people order medium well meat. Personal preference. That's what you like. Okay. So that doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there. Oh my God, y'all over here eating raw beef. That shit ain't done. It's still bloody. There's blood coming out. You might as well drink. I'm not doing all that. So don't say anything to me about wanting my meat, no matter what the fuck meat it is, all the way cooked. Including fish. I don't eat raw fish. I don't eat sushi raw fish. Now, I do eat sushi, but not the raw fish kind. Because I don't eat that. But don't come at me sideways and be like, oh, you need to eat it. You need to try it because you need to do it. Don't tell me you need to try it. You need to try a medium well done steak just one time. I don't even care about meat that much. And if I am going to eat it, I'm going to eat it well fucking done. Because I don't want my stomach fucked up. So, I mean, they're not saying everybody's stomach's going to get fucked up. I'm talking about my motherfucking stomach. I'm cautious about what I put into my body because that's just the way I am. So stop fucking talking about people because they eat pork. Or they eat... Oh, my gosh. It's so annoying. The vegan vegetarians, the ones that are just like... Oh my God, you eat meat. Oh my God, but what about this and what about that and what about that? And then the ones who eat the a medium well and you get it well. Why do you eat it like that? Everybody's judging everybody. Just mind your own damn business. If somebody wants to eat a pork and wants to eat it for every meal, you know what? Let them go ahead and do that because that's what they want to do. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend eating meat every meal. I mean, but that's just my shit because I just don't. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. What y'all do ain't got nothing to do with me. What I do ain't got nothing to do with y'all. But can we all just let each other just do what the fuck we want to do? I mean, if somebody asks, like, what do you think about this? Okay, that's when the time comes to open your motherfucking mouth. Give your opinion. But remember, that's just what it is. Now, if we want to put stats up on the thing and talk about facts and stuff, okay, that's a different story. But I like cheese. I like milk. I'm not a vegan. Sometimes I could never be a vegan because I like leather and I like honey, okay? So, y'all want to be vegans out there, shut the fuck up because you're not a vegan. Yeah, I'm talking to you because you're saying you're vegan. No, you don't even know what vegan is. Oh, I'm just eating vegetables. okay, that is not, okay, vegan is more than that. Anyway, I'm just not vegan because I choose not to be vegan, but I do eat plant-based most of the time. I do indulge in cheese, cream cheese, milk products, eggs. I love honey, you know. I do what I do with my animal-inspired things. So, but I'm just saying, just leave people alone. Like, leave people alone for real. Like, cause people gonna want to do what they want to do. I know we need to save the environment and we need to do that, but it's like people are always being so critical of each other, and like people, it's just sometimes it's just hard to watch and hard to listen to because it's the judgment of it all. Like, I guess going through being judged over and over again, growing up in a Christian household and growing up Christian, you get frustrated listening to people judge people all the time for different things that they do. And I am guilty of it myself because I was raised like that, in a way, but at the end of the day, like, you know, of course I want people to be healthy and I want people to be mentally healthy. You know, I might say some things to the closest people to me sometimes, and I say stuff to my podcast, and y'all can take it for whatever you want to take it for. And just the same thing when I'm talking about, you know, family, friends. I mean, y'all can take it for what you want. But if I do give my opinion, it's not necessarily being judgmental. Oh, you're such a heathen, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, my personal opinion. And I understand that people's personal opinions are not always accepted. Sometimes people just don't give a fuck and don't want to hear it. But sometimes people need to hear it. So you got to use your own fucking judgment. Okay? Alrighty. So that's the end of this podcast. It was like 7 minutes. And I want to give a shout out to Meshy Skin, because Meshy Skin has some really good skincare. Like, I've been using it for like 10 years and I still look like I did like 10 years ago. So anyways, just make sure, like, if you like skincare, if you like natural skincare, that you try like the Meshy Skin olive oil cream. There's some really interesting things happening in the world of Moni, Meshy Skin podcast. There's some really interesting things. So just know that, like, even though, like, things are seem like they're calm and they're not really doing too much right now, there's still things going on. And yeah, so just to let you know, Meshy Skin is still here and Moni's still here, and some great things are gonna happen very soon. So hope y'all have a great day. When am I posting this? Hope y'all have a great day. This is just my rant. But, okay. Have a great day. Remember to tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing, happy, living your best life. Don't forget to live. Like, that's one of my things right now. I don't want to forget to live. I want to live every day. Like, I just want to live. I want to experience shit every day. Like, we try to be special and try to make things perfect before we get a chance to do things, and the shit don't work out like we want. We just gotta like live. You feel me? Like, I just want you to live, okay? Just live. Okay? I hope you have a great day. Talk to you soon. It's Moni.